Hello, and welcome to Between the Sessions, coming to you from the Palm Beaches, Florida. Between the Sessions is a podcast for meetings industry professionals presented by the Palm Beaches. I'm your host, Jamie Hart.
And I'm Suzanne Boyd. Our mission is to inspire those in the business events industry with new and innovative ideas and discuss important developments impacting the meetings industry. And today, we are going to be talking about sustainability and how that applies to the meetings industry. So we want to welcome our guest, Maya Surrency, who is the co-founder of Digital Edge, which is a B2B marketing agency focused on helping bridge the gap between sales and marketing in the travel and tourism organization. So, Maya, tell us a little bit about yourself and your experiences in the industry.
Well, hello. Thank you so much for having me on today. So Digital Edge is an organization that we started 12 years ago to really bridge the gap between sales and marketing. And my business partner and I came from working with destination organizations where she was on the sales side and I was on the marketing side. And we really found that there was nobody focused on that group side of the business and supporting the sales team with marketing and developing campaigns and messaging to drive awareness and activity. So that's really the genesis for how we started the agency. And, you know, we're a firm that utilizes the latest in digital marketing technology to help our clients reach their audience in new ways with things like connected TV, audio podcast marketing, content marketing across different channels, video. And that's really what we do is we help the travel industry reach the group side of the business, the meeting planners, travel trade decision makers, and in new and integrated ways with a really comprehensive digital marketing approach.
Awesome. And so, like you said, you fill a specific niche in the industry with what you guys do. So where do you see the agency going next and sort of the future of the meetings industry going as well?
Well, the agency, I hope we continue to grow and take on new and exciting clients. We work with some great ones like Chicago and Los Angeles and Atlanta and some smaller destinations like Park City and Carlsbad and Lake Tahoe. So just having such a vibrant mix of destinations that we're working with will be key to our future. We're working with the Palm Springs Convention Center, so helping more facilities with their B2B marketing would also be a wonderful growth area for us. And then the industry as a whole, I think, you know, it's really an exciting time. There is a lot of change taking place within the industry. You know, the pandemic was such a horrible thing for all of us to go through, but we made it through and we're coming out the other side. And with all of that, you know, negativity and darkness and slowdowns, I think what happens is this vibrancy of change. And you see the meeting planners wanting to take on more of a event design role. You see the destinations wanting to do more to really align their business with the goals for the community and economic development within the community. You see the facilities wanting to host more sustainable events, more vibrant events. So I think there's a lot of positivity that comes from those periods of darkness that are really difficult. And I think we're on the other side of that and we're in a really great growth mode.
You know, one of the hot topics in the business events industry right now, and has been for years actually, is sustainability. Give us a high level overview of what that really means in the context of meetings and events. What is sustainability in this industry?
Well, you know, with travel, it's such an easy industry to be wasteful because you're coming in and out of an area and you don't have all of your things with you. And so you can definitely become more wasteful when you're traveling. And so when you've got meetings and conferences taking place, you know, back in the day, we were handing out tons of paper and Chotskys and driving everywhere and not really thinking about the imprint that we left behind as a result of all of those activities. And so for the meeting planners and the meeting industry as a whole, it's really taking a look at how we are functioning and how we can do so more meaningful. You know, it is definitely a topic that has increased since the pandemic in terms of a meetings and conventions focus. We're starting to see more meeting planners adding sustainability questions to their RFPs when they're looking at a destination. And we're also starting to see corporations tie their corporate sustainability goals to their travel impacts and the impacts of their events. So I think it's really interesting in that the change is starting to occur at multiple levels. When I spoke to the leaders of IMEX America last year, I reached out and sought them because they were doing such interesting things with sustainability as event planners. And they said they knew as a major event that they had to pressure the locations they worked with to make those drastic changes. And they're really not that drastic, but it feels so, any change at first feels so. The feeling that IMEX had is that as the planners and the decision makers, you know, were coming together and putting on an event, that they had to be place more an importance on sustainability and really working with the venues that they chose to do so. It is expensive to change and sort of adjust how you do things in business. And so there's a cost to becoming more sustainable, and that is a concentrated effort. That cost is to, you know, be focused and make sure that it's being managed by a team, that you have ideas that you can see through to coming together. And so you're seeing that more venues and providers are really starting to follow the meeting planner's lead when it comes to being more sustainable. On the flip side, we're also seeing for destinations who are facing what some might call over tourism, developing a sustainable master plan is really an ideal way to evaluate your marketplace, identify where you can offset the impacts of travel. And one of the practices many sustainable master plans incorporate is a focus on meetings and conventions business. The rationale is that you have much more control over a group, and the fact that you know when they're coming, you can shuttle them, you can manage their arrivals and departures, and you can really align group business with your shoulder season, and the impacts of waste are also easier to manage with a group versus all the individuals. So sustainability has really many facets to it, and it's a very complex issue, but it is definitely steadily being addressed and developed from all sides of the meetings and conventions business. I say that and also realize that a recent study by Ovation Global DMC revealed that less than 15% of the current events taking place across the globe are focusing actively on lowering carbon emissions. So this survey found that client mandates and creating a positive image and reputation are the top factors driving companies to work towards event practices, sustainable event practices, and a desire to attract new customers is also a significant driver. So there's tons of room here for growth and change to take place.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's a lot there that I want to, I think we can come back around to. But I think we'll kind of start at the beginning with, you mentioned that a lot of your destination clients and venue clients are seeing questions about sustainability in the RFPs. What kind of questions are you seeing? Is it more general? Is it very specific practices? And then on the flip side of that, for planners, what sort of questions do you think from the supplier partner perspective are going to be most important on RFPs in the future?
So one thing that we're seeing a lot of in this more of the beginning stages, I've been sitting in on some customer advisory boards for our clients, and food waste seems to be one of the top drivers. A lot is being talked about in the industry right now about carbon offsets and things of that nature, and that's growing in importance. But I think as a whole, we all realize when you go to a meeting or a convention and banquet, you know, any of that, there is a tremendous amount of food waste, and there's also a tremendous amount of need. So aligning those two things together to really manage that food waste and then how it's being addressed as a part of that event, that is seems to be what I'm hearing from planners as one of the top priorities. We're seeing, you know, a lot of programs too where they want to tie some kind of a social responsibility component of the meeting to within the community. And so like in Hawaii, they have their goal to plant 1 million trees as part of the convention center business. And so that is something that is also of great interest from the planners, is what can the group do to leave a positive impact behind? And that is really of a lot of interest. Those are the two biggest right now. I think you're going to start to see that list grow One of the things I find so interesting about IMEX is they're also asking their attendees and their exhibitors to sign a People and Planet Pledge. So it's not just the facility that they're putting a focus on, but they're also asking the attendees to be thoughtful in their travel and their time at that convention. And they're asking the exhibitors to also be thoughtful in how they develop materials, how they build their booths, what they hand out. And I think that is just such a nice holistic approach, because it can't just be the planners and their groups coming in that want to have an impact. It can't just be the facilities and the venues that want to have a positive impact. It has to also be the people that are attending and the people that are exhibiting, and that really full circle approach.
You know, I work for, as Jamie said, one of the DMOs in the Palm Beaches, downtown Delray Beach, and we do print a lot of materials, right? But when we don't, when we do just the QR code, or, you know, that we get some pushback from people. Do you see that at all in the meetings industry? And, yes. You know, is that, how do you deal with that?
I think the, and that's, you know, that just kind of reminds me of a conversation we had with some planners at an event I was at recently. And they were like, our attendees still want, you know, the paper agenda, and they want to know because it's just so easy. And even though we have the event apps and we have QR codes, and, you know, it's hard to change someone from having that easy, handy resource that you just throw away. So I think, you know, what the planners are saying is just trying to make things smaller, simplified. But, you know, we still have people that also don't like to just constantly be on their phone, and they come to an event to unplug and have that FaceTime. So it is just such a battle. And it just, you know, if you could have less, that's meaningful. And if you have an ability to reuse, you know, upcycle, that kind of thing, definitely. But it is a challenge to just, like, you know, go cold turkey and say, we're not printing anything anymore. We're not, you know, we have to have this in stages, and we should be realistic about it, you know?
Yeah. And so on that note, what kind of resources have you seen destinations or venues provide planners to really help them share the message, both with their stakeholders and their attendees?
You know, it's really interesting. I was at the DI annual convention in Dallas this summer, and there was a session on sustainability that was really solid. It was a nice panel. And one of the people was from Melissa Riley from Destination DC. And she now has a full-time person focused on working with the convention sales and services team to help make the events in DC more sustainably focused. And so that's the first time. And she thinks she's probably the only one with a full-time person dedicated to this area of focus. I think we're going to see more growth in that area, you know, bringing people together. You know, we say Digital Edge bridges the gap between sales and marketing. Having this person, I really see her bridging the gap between the planners and the facilities and the venues, bringing those partnerships together to come up with some new and creative ways, working with the city and really seeing these things through. That's what I mean. To really be doing this well, it's going to have that conscientious effort, and someone should be focused on it. And so when I heard that Destination DC has this person, you know, completely focused on that area, it just makes total sense, because now they'll start to see leaps and bounds growth and progress in what they're doing.
You talked about food waste and printed material waste and, you know, some of the big things that really do hit that sustainability piece. What are some tactics, some sustainability tactics that you've seen that maybe are a little not as obvious?
And, you know, I kind of go back to that IMEX America example where they have the People and Planet Pledge, and they give, they ask for both of those to, you know, pick out four areas that they can be more thoughtful and sustainable. They offer attendees about eight different ways that you could be more conscientious, and things like, you know, not using plastics, purchasing carbon offsets, which is something a lot of people talk about, reducing your carbon footprint. They offer about eight different options for the exhibitors as well, where they can remove or reduce the plastics from their booth, not hand out a lot of things. And so it's really interesting when you kind of give people the choices. And I think the more we know what we can do, I think the more we can all be conscientious in being an attendee of an event, putting on an event, you know, being an exhibitor. I've exhibited myself, and you know, just making sure that you're not being wasteful. I recently hosted a luncheon, and we had a report that we needed to give to each person. And so, you know, it was important that they had a printed copy, but we try to reduce the number of pages in there, front and back, you know, just little things that you can do. We try to order less food than was the minimums, because, you know, there's so much that they provide you when you do a banquet type lunch, and then use everything else digitally. So any little things that you can do, and you're thinking about it and breaking down the event, is going to have an impact. And over time, these impacts will increase.
Yeah. And something else that you mentioned was the carbon offset piece. And so obviously in its nature, travel and meetings has a carbon footprint. And so obviously there are so many ways to reduce carbon offset. One of, you know, we have a company here in the Palm Beaches that took essentially the byproduct of creating sugar cane and created completely sustainable and recyclable plates and silverware and to-go packaging. And so that's something that when we have planners or customers who are looking for sustainable options, something we can lean on in the local community. And so using some of those local businesses is a great way to push that sustainability message and really get across not only what the destinations are doing, but also give planners an option. Have you seen any other examples of using intellectual capital or local resources that planners can kind of think outside the box and have some innovative ideas to lean on that a little bit and try to reduce that carbon footprint, which we know is hard to do?
Absolutely. And I think Hawaii is one of the greatest examples. You know, they have a huge commitment to sustainability overall within their organization. They call it Malama. And part of that is levels of sustainability that they're offering. They have that program where they're trying, for every meeting and convention, they're trying to reach 1 million trees planted as a result of that group. And people are actually going out and planting the trees and seeing that come together. They're also aligning their business that they attract into for meetings and conventions with the businesses that are in associations or organizations that are focused around environmental engineering, environmental impacts, science-based groups, because they want to align the industry that they're bringing into their community with their sustainability goals. And so their conventions fit the types of business that they're looking for, which is such a smart way to do it. I was also recently talking to Visit Richmond and in Richmond, Virginia, and they have a promotion going with meeting and event planners to try to attract more group business. And part of it is that business meets their group goals and books within Richmond, they will purchase the carbon offsets for that group coming in to alleviate that. And then you're seeing more that, you know, destinations are trying to provide more public transportation options that have less of an impact, more, you know, you're looking at meeting planners who want to book more regional groups, so there's not as much fly-in traffic. And then there are really so many planners, you know, we always want things to be walkable, but there's a huge focus on walkability so that the groups coming in, the people are able to get from point A to point B, you know, out on the streets themselves, walking and really reducing the need for transportation and things of that nature. You know, the local tie to local companies is also so important because it helps give you that brand distinction. And so that is another area, you know, we, so many cities and things, you know, you could go to a Chick-fil-A or a grocery store, you know, a restaurant in any city. So how can you make that city feel different and special and unique? And those local products and those local companies that are trying to make a difference is a great way to showcase how your community is more special, more distinct. And so you're seeing more destinations working to find and create those list of assets that they can offer the meetings and events. And not only is it a sustainable practice, it's also good for your local business community. And it also helps make your brand more distinct and more particular, and that in essence drives more interest.
Yeah. Yeah. And that walkability piece, I think, is super important too, really, because that is cutting down on that carbon footprint that we talked about. And we have a lot of those here in Florida, you know, these walkable areas.
And I think so much of this speaks to partnering and building relationships with your supplier and destination partners, because you can find those solutions, which maybe they don't exist already, but you can work together to find them. Like, I love the purchasing carbon offset promotion. That's great.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's really just about having the conversation and treating it like a partnership. And I think that's one thing that we've heard a lot from the customer advisory boards we've sat in on, is utilize those boards and those planners and those resources to have a conversation, to find out what will have the most impact for them, and, you know, tell them what your goals are as a destination, as a community, and find the commonality. This is such a big project to tackle, and there's so many things that can be done, but where does that business event want to have focus? What does that community really want to focus on and work together in partnerships? I think when you start to see that the business become less transactional and more partner-based, and you're having meaningful conversations, you have more meaningful business as a result. The convention and the meeting has a more positive, beneficial aspect overall. And I think that's what we're all looking for, is really to make sure that the tourism industry has a positive impact on our local communities. The local communities understand and value what tourism in all forms, meetings, conventions, and leisures bring to that community. And it's not just people are coming into my community, they're taking up all my, you know, restaurant seating options, or leaving behind a mess. You know, there are so many wonderful impacts of travel. And when you create a partnership with the meetings and events coming in, you really can start to showcase that. And everyone starts to feel supportive of the value of tourism overall.
Yeah. And you've mentioned Hawaii a few times, that they're one of the places that are doing it really well. And, you know, and also what they're getting from that too, is the fact that so many people are learning their values, right? What's important to that community. And I think when, you know, that's kind of the piece here. It's like, you know, not only are you going into a community, but you're also learning the values of the community, the culture of that community. And that's also the sustainability piece as well.
Yes. I mean, it's huge. When Visit Park City did a sustainable tourism master plan, and it's really interesting to learn the different pieces of it. And it's not just about the environmental impact and, you know, changing that, which is hugely important, but it's also about preserving the heritage of a community and the culture of a community so that it stays intact. And as we have all this commercialization taking place and all this building and things, we're not leaving behind the heritage and the history and the culture. We're preserving it, we're honoring it, and we're telling the story of that. And I think you're finding that more meaningful travel is what this new generation of travelers and conference attendees are really going to be looking for. So the thing that we hear often from planners is the attendees that are coming in that are younger, they want to have more connection with the people in person. And they also want to have more of an experience that is tied to the culture of the place that they're going to. There's a lot of interest in leisure travel. I'm coming in for a meeting. I'm going to stay for a couple extra days so that I can really have time to absorb what it is about this particular area, like the Palm Beaches, that is so special and unique. And they don't just leave like I've done so many times when I fly in for a conference. I arrive right before the reception. I stay, I'm out the door the next morning as soon as it's over, and I've seen the hotel and the venue, and that's it. That's not the future of meetings and conventions travel. It's really about that leisure component and the experiential parts of it. And they want to have that connection to the community.
Yeah. And we love that as a destination.
Yes. Stay as long as you want.
Yeah. So one thing we haven't touched on, and this is a huge, I read a ton of articles about this, but measurement of sustainability initiatives. And it's really hard to measure some of this. Do you have any clients that are, you know, providing measurement tools or assistance with measuring sustainability ROI, and how are they doing that? And how can planners work with them to, you know, measure those goals?
So this is something that is much bigger in Europe and Canada in terms of they've been at it a little bit longer than we have here in the United States. But there is an actual index just for that. It is called the Global Destination Sustainability Index. There's about 100 destinations that are participating currently across the globe. Very few, if any, in the United States. I'm not really sure how many are on there. But it is an index that measures and evaluates 69 different points and benchmarks that so that a community can see, okay, this is what we can be doing or should be doing if we did all of the 69 points, and this is where we are so far. And it really is kind of leading the way in terms of creating that system in place that people can look at and utilize for a measurement tool to see how they're doing, to benchmark themselves and to create room for improvement. It is something that ties in, you know, your local government, your corporations, your venues, your facilities, and all of that together so that it does create this room for collaboration where you would really have to have all the people together at the table to measure yourselves and see where you stack up and where you begin for improvement. And when I heard them speak about this at a convention, you know, the whole idea is not to be perfect on all 69 points, but to see where you are and then where you can start to focus to create that improvement. And, you know, as I said, any change is a positive change for the long run. So it's not something that they're expecting people to be like, okay, this city, this location, they're perfect. There is no such thing. But how can we start to understand where we need to go from here?
All right, Maya, we have a question that we ask all of our guests. We ask them to think about all of the meetings or conferences that they've been to and tell us their favorite between the sessions activity or memory or experience. So do you have one?
Oh, I have so many. You know, I'm a huge golfer, so if I can get out on the golf course with some friends before or after, that is something that I definitely enjoy. Another one in particular, it was just an incredibly special day. I was in Newport Beach for a meeting and then had the afternoon off and got the chance to do an electric bike tour of the coastal community with my business partner. And it was just one of the most fun days and just awe-inspiring with, you know, that beautiful coastal shoreline of, you know, Orange County, California. So anytime you can get out there and be in nature and explore and see, you know, see what a community has to offer, it just leaves so many wonderful memories.
Yeah, absolutely. And we also have a special segment at the end of every show. So it's called Swag. This is sustainable swag. We're not giving away tachis.
It's very sustainable.
But swag stands for stuff we all get. So is there any tip or piece of advice that you'd want to leave with our audience that's been really inspirational for you or just, you know, important throughout your career?
You know, I've been reading a lot about like discipline lately and how if you want to have like positive changes in your life, just have the discipline to get up every day and try. You don't have to be successful. So whatever it is you're trying to achieve, just create what that discipline would look like to get you to that next level. And, you know, just have a focus and a tackle on it. I am try to always be a very positive person. So I definitely think you shouldn't beat yourself up if you're not perfect or if you're not achieving that. But, you know, the more that you can focus on something every day, you will see the results and you will get to where you want to be. You just also have to believe in yourself along the way.
All right. Maya Sorensen, the co-founder of Digital Edge Marketing Agency. So Maya, where can our audience reach you if they'd like to get in touch with you?
Our website, digitaledge.marketing. Definitely check us out. We love to talk with anyone interested.
All right. Thank you, Maya. Between the Sessions is part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network. Thank you all for listening, and make sure to join us on LinkedIn. We're The Palm Beaches on LinkedIn. You can also go to our website, thepalmbeaches.com/meetings. And we would love it if you would subscribe to this podcast and leave a review. This is Between the Sessions.